You wanted to see me, sir? No, I have no idea what this could be about. Maybe on how well I have been selling lately? You have to admit, sir, I've been on top of sales these past few weeks. The new methods I have been practicing have been really helpful. I have been really turning it on. I'm proud of myself. Wait, sir, is this an April Fool's joke? What do you mean I'm fired? Sir, with all due respect, have you lost it? Why would you fire your top employee when she's about to make you a boatload of money? Yeah, that's right. My goal is to make sure you have a yacht at the end of this quarter. Would I want to be on a yacht with you? Sir, please, I'm sure you would invite your top seller to enjoy maybe one day there. So it's agreed? You can't fire me. Complaints? Who has been complaining about me, sir? Sir, you're fucking lying. No, I will talk like this because you're pissing me off. You think I'm an idiot? If I was receiving complaints, I would have gotten a warning from HR and not be sitting in front of you. Office siren? So what about it? Sir, I told you I'm not an idiot. I read the dress code policy. Every skirt has been the appropriate length, and every top and blouse has not been exposing my cleavage. Is that what we've come to? A woman can't be good at her job and stylish? Tell me the truth, sir. I know no one is complaining. Everyone loves it. The men love flirting with me. The ladies keep asking me where I get my outfits. And the clients, they keep buying and buying. So who has the problem here? Is it you, sir? I fucking knew it. Why? Why the fuck do you have a problem with the way I dress? Okay, boomer. Old-fashioned much? Huh? Who cares that you're only 10 years older than me? You're acting like you want things to go back 50 years. So just because I started dressing better and it's given me confidence and helped me, I need to be fired? I'm going to sue your ass. I'm going to take every penny that I put into your pocket. Yes, yes, I am threatening you. Yeah, this is a private company, but can you imagine the media backlash? Company owner fires his best employee because he can't handle her charisma, her intelligence, her sexy, tight body. Well, I don't need to put the last part. Everyone will know it. It's so obvious you can't even hide it. It's all over your face. God, to think I admired you like crazy. You're just like any tiny dick insecure man I've met. Fuck you. No, fuck you. Are you doing this so you could see me beg? Please, sir, don't fire me from this job. I'll do anything for you. I'll bring you a coffee. I'll make sure you're happy. I'm so sorry that my curves have been so distracting. I should have known that I'd give you blue balls. I'm on my knees now, sir. See? I'm begging for my job. Could I crawl over to you? Yes? I'm coming over to you on my hands and knees. I'm so lowly and stupid. I'm nothing without this job or you. Did that do it for you, huh? You sick fuck. Did that make your little shrimp dick jump in your pants? Huh? Yeah, I bet it's all stiff. Let me feel it. Holy shit. That's, actually the opposite of small. Huh. I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, I remember now. I was going to smack that dick because I fucking hate you. Asshole. Now, is this what you wanted? You wanted your employee to kiss your cock? Oh, sir, I'm so very sorry for misbehaving. Please forgive me. Let me suck your cock like a good little employee. That's what you wanted, didn't you? You perverted, misogynistic bastard. Am I still fired? No? You could have asked me out like a normal person. No? This is better. That's because I suck dick like a... You're definitely not normal. You would be such a loser if you weren't rich. Using your power to intimidate women into getting on their knees for you. You have no shame. You're evil. No, I'm not wet. I'm sucking your dick for my job like it's the 50s or some porn movie plot. So I'm not turned on right now. I fucking hate this. Don't mistake talent for enthusiasm. Plus, the faster you come, the faster this is over. Oh, that hurts! Let go of my hair! Don't you fucking dare touch my pussy. Okay, I lied about being wet, but I definitely, absolutely do not want to fuck you, sir. You bastard! You don't take no for an answer? You're a deviant. An absolutely depraved, disgusting, deplorable reprobate. Fuck, why are you getting harder? So cliche. My outfits turn you on and you had to fuck me. You're nothing but a bully. Huh? Why are you laughing, asshole? Wait. What do you mean, you know? You know I hacked your laptop? I'm being too obvious. I'm saying the exact things in your stories. Please don't be upset, sir. We're both getting what we want now. You get your fantasy of forcing yourself on an employee, and I... Oh, I get that massive cock. I'm actually the cliche here. Shy employee gets a crush on her wealthy hands and bonds. Shy girl learns how to be sexy for a man. I want to be on that yacht with you, fucking your brains out. Oh. Oh. Did you like my acting? I was believable, sir. I did suck you a little too easily. Oh. I couldn't help it. It's so big. It made my mouth water. Oh. Pretend again? Only if you come inside me. Dear. Oh, you bastard. I fucking hate you. I hate your big bully dick. I hate how you're stretching me now. Oh, fuck. Why does this feel so good? I'm supposed to hate this. Oh, no. Don't you dare come in me. I don't want that. Get that dick out of me. Stop this. You fucking animal. You fucking monster. You handsome, amazing, delicious monster. No, I can't come. Not with you. Not now. Oh, you bastard. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm going to come. Oh no, pumped all that cum inside of me. I absolutely hate the feeling of your warm seed in me. I never, ever want to do that again.
We are definitely doing it again.